Welcome back to Health Empowerment. Can you believe it? It's our 10th episode already. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll have a little gift, a little 10th anniversary gift promotional package coming up for you at the end of the program. And also a reminder about this weekend's event happening at Eagle Quest. It's Peter Shad along with Croft Woodruff and Sean Buckley, an attorney who's just put together a draft discussion paper on this Bill C-51 we've been talking quite a bit about. And if you want to find out how to become a part of the anti-movement of this bill, you can visit omira.ca and find out more. Sean is also the president of the Natural Health Products Protection Association, and if you want to get involved, again, it's omira.ca, and their telephone number is 604-983-HEAL. That's 604-983-4325. I'll ask Sean about his theories as to the motivation behind Bill C-51, but you have your own theory, Croft. Why do you think the government's put this bill together?
Well, I think when Mr. Buckley won on behalf of the Strauss Herb Company and the True Hope people who are responsible for E-Empower Plus, they stepped on some pretty tender toes at Health Canada, and I just feel that this is revenge motivation on the part of these senior bureaucrats, much the same way as you tangle and win over Revenue Canada. They tend to be vengeful, typical of bureaucrats. I have no respect for them whatsoever.
Do you think, Croft, there could also be a financial reason behind this?
Well,
too?
The problem with Health Canada is it's loaded with people who have strong sympathies to big pharma, the pharmaceutical industry, and in fact, I think if we dig deep enough, we'll find a few senior bureaucrats and maybe a couple of cabinet ministers that might have investments, even if they're blinded, in pharmaceutical stocks.
Let's ask Sean Buckley, who's an attorney, what he thinks. I mean, why would the government want to prevent people from putting natural products into their own bodies and prevent companies from opening and creating these products like Strauss Herb and Empower Plus?
I mean, it's a wonderful question, because what people have to understand is that there has never been a death in Canadian history caused by a natural health product. So we've got an industry which is tremendously safe. We have an industry which is still currently vibrant and growing because people are getting relief. I mean, Croft cited the example of E-Empower Plus. People with serious mental health issues like bipolar have found tremendous relief. And there's a single product where Health Canada restricted access for a short period of time, and there were deaths because some people ran out and they committed suicide. They were not willing to go back to the pharmaceutical model. Or you have these examples with the Strauss heart drops. You know, even my example with those five witnesses, those people would not have been alive. They would not have gone back to work. They would not have, you know, carried on if they didn't have the heart drops. So why would you want to restrict access to products that are in a group that have never caused a death, where if you don't have to look far to find numerous examples of them actually saving lives? I mean, we're not talking minor health benefits. Why would you want to attack that industry and make, you know, like right now, 60% of it is becoming illegal. We're predicting roughly 70-75% of the products, license applications will fail. Why would you do that to an industry? Like, why would you over-regulate them to death, and then when Health Canada has a track record of attacking companies that make effective natural health products, why would you give them more powers? I mean, I can't get my head around it, let alone, you know, come up with a reason why they would do that.
So you've created a discussion paper on Bill C-51. Who's going to get this particular document? And do you have anybody in the opposition or within government or in any of the levels of bureaucracy in Ottawa that is opposed to Bill C-51?
Well, right now I'm not aware of anyone, any MP publicly coming out against Bill C-51. And there's a wider issue here, because we're talking about Bill C-51, which deals with the Food and Drug Act. But I hope that people appreciate that the very same day Bill C-52 was introduced, our Consumer Protection Act, and in fact, the Government of Canada is running half-page ads across the country, you know, protecting your family. And this is this new protection, consumer protection legislation, is being billed as, you know, a way of protecting our children. And when you read the first part of the bill, it's just great. Like, you know, it's to protect harm and all of that. But when you get to the enforcement provisions, it reads like a police state manual, and it's absolutely frightening. It's actually, the powers are more frightening than we find in Bill C-51. So I think it's important for people to appreciate that not only do we have Bill C-51, which would be giving Health Canada unprecedented powers to make health decisions for us and to restrict our freedom of choice as to the type of products we want, but in the consumer protection area, which basically covers anything that's, you know, bought or sold, a consumer product is pretty well our whole economy. Again, they can seize any property that the Act covers, which is almost everything, without any reason, without applying to court for a warrant. They can hold it for any amount of time. They can, you know, seize it. They can destroy it at your cost without applying to a court. It's absolutely frightening.
This is a perfect definition of fascism or communism at its worst.
Well, both acts are definitely moving us away from what I call the rule of law, because we have long-standing traditions that our government cannot step in and take private property without due process, and that they cannot, you know, tell you to do things and make it an offense not to do them without there being strict criteria and without there being review mechanisms. So that's my objection. I have no objection to consumer protection legislation, great. But I do have an objection when we give the state powers that override our Constitution and override our tradition for the rule of law. And I don't think we need to do those things and for consumer protection. Surely we can draft consumer protection legislation that adheres to the rule of law. I mean, take the Food and Drug Act for an example. Instead of inspectors, you know, seizing property without any reason, without taking into account the health effect of their seizures, what's wrong with our current procedure where if Health Canada thinks that a manufacturer is getting out of line and creating a safety risk, they can apply to the federal court for an injunction, and the federal court can hear both sides and decide if there's enough of a safety risk to order the company to stop selling. What's wrong with that system? What's wrong with having an impartial arbiter, you know, over kind of managing these types of decisions? I feel safer with a court making those decisions than untrained health inspectors.
Sean Buckley joins us here on Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, which is brought to you by Omira Health Center. And if you want to get involved and join the Natural Health Products Protection Association and help fight Bill C-51, the telephone number at Omira Health Center is 604-983-HEAL. That's 604-983-4325. You could also visit their website at omira.ca. omira.ca. Sean Buckley is an attorney. He's also the president of the Natural Health Products Protection Association. He was the one who successfully fought on behalf of Strauss Herb, which we've been talking about today, and also True Hope, the makers Empower Plus, and Empower Plus used for folks who have bipolar disorder. So this is really scary stuff, and when I hear it from an attorney's perspective, and you've really articulated it in great terms here, and I'm hoping that people listening are alarmed. We're going to talk in a moment about what people can do, but do you see a timeline for discussion on this bill and potential passage of this bill, Sean?
Okay. First of all, people have to understand that it's Sunday. Sometime this week, the bill is going to be reintroduced for second reading and debate. And so unless people start writing and calling their MPs immediately and letting them know that they object to anyone voting in favor of Bill C-51, they object to these police state-type powers, these bills are going to pass. So time is really of the essence.
So, and the key is contact your federal member of parliament. Send them an email, and they all have email links. All of them do now.
If I can interrupt, I
sure.
think that emails they tend to pay less attention to than handwritten letters. And the reason is it's very easy for pressure groups to get a lot of emails generated. What you need to do is handwrite a letter and send it to your local member of parliament. and also send it to Prime Minister Stephen Harper because they pay attention. And you can just write in your letter, you're opposed to Bill C-51. You are afraid of the enforcement powers that they have in there. You want them to vote against it, and you want them to protect your access to natural health products. You can send that just to the House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario. I'll give you a postal code. It is K1A0A6. You don't even need postage, and it will get there. Just the name of your Member of Parliament, House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0A6. Take you about 5 minutes to write the letter.
Okay, so you heard it right. Send a letter to your local Member of Parliament at the House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, K1AOA6. We'll give that again throughout the program. And Sean himself has a website where you can find a copy of his draft discussion paper on Bill C-51. It's www.nhppa.org. If you need to read more, this is absolutely critical, because in just a moment I'm going to ask Sean how the natural health industry and how many of these products will look if this bill does get rammed through the House of Commons in the worst case scenario. We're going to find out how things may change at your favorite health food store. And coming up at the end of the program, we're going to have the 10th anniversary episode of the Omira Special Health Empowerment Promotional Pack, which is a $450 value, but it's going to be absolutely free for you today. So that's still to come. And if you need their telephone number, here it is very quickly, 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. We'll have more with Sean Buckley here on Health Empowerment. You're listening to 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.